I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with Percy Daft, who's a professor at the Courant Institute at New York University, and he'll be giving the Gibbs Lecture this year on Monday evening, and the title of his lecture is Integrable Systems, A Modern View. So, Percy, could you tell us a little bit about your Gibbs Lecture?
Yeah. I will be speaking about the developments which have taken place in integrable systems over the last basically 40 years since the discovery of the integrability of the Korteweg de Vries equation. And although this is a dynamical system, a very surprising thing happened, that the methods which were used to integrate this equation ended up having applications in areas which were very far removed at first glance from dynamical systems. And I will be speaking about how this took place and illustrating different systems from many different parts of mathematics, from combinatorics, from random matrix theory, from interacting particle systems even. I'll speak about some applications in number theory, maybe also a little bit in algebraic geometry, all illustrating how these methods, which were used to integrate the Korteweg de Vries equation, which comes from water wave theory, have developed and found applications in these different areas, is a very surprising development.
Do you have specific examples of a couple of the applications, like in combinatorics or random matrix theory?
Yeah. For example, one particular case came up in real life. There is what's called the bus problem. It's a situation that in Cuernavaca, in Mexico, it's about half a million people. And although they have a bus system, they don't have a municipal bus system, so there's no municipal overview of how the buses are run. There are independent operators. And what that means that you would experience the phenomenon of not that you would get if you don't have a timetable, so there could be big gaps between buses, or buses could bunch up. I mean, people in New York City are very used to this, mainly because the bus timetable just cannot work because of all the traffic being snarled up. So what it means is that you get this bunching and you get this large delays between buses. You have to wait a long time. So this was very expensive for the bus operators in Cuernavaca. And so they came up with an interesting idea. They posted what they called observers along the route, and the purpose of these observers was the following. They would note when the bus came by, keep that information, and then actually sell that information to the next bus driver by some kind of hand signals and indications. They say, look, a bus came by recently, you should slow down, or a bus hasn't come by in a while. You should speed up. So the end result was that if you stood at the bus stop, you would find that there's a pretty even flow of the buses past there. Well, that's the beginning of the story. And then it turned out that two physicists, Krabalik and Schaeber, went down to work at the university in Cuernavaca, and they noticed this very strange bus system with these observers along, by the way. And being good physicists, they found out what was going on, and then they asked the real question, is actually, how can you quantify the amount of smoothing which has actually taken place by this scheme of having observers there? And they did statistics over a period of a month, and then quite remarkably, what they found is that the spacing between buses was exactly described by random matrix theory. So this was a really remarkable observation. And random matrix theory itself, as we now know, is a subject which can be analyzed using the methods which I mentioned earlier, which arose first of all in understanding the Korteweg de Vries equation. So you get this strange connection going all the way through into real life.
Yeah, that is a pretty amazing connection. Is there anything else you'd like to add about your lecture?
There's always been a very big discussion, or sort of a friendly disagreement, about what is actually meant by an integrable system. And so I take a very hands-on point of view on this. So it goes back to people like Flushka and Henry McKean, that a system is integrable if you can solve it in terms of some well-known function or some well-known system to an analog. And what I'll be doing in my talk is I will be describing some elementary systems and then showing how these methods, which, as I say, arose much earlier, can be used to turn all kinds of different systems into one of these integrable type systems which are easily recognized.
Well, Percy, thank you very much. That's Percy Daft, who's going to be giving the Gibbs Lecture on Monday evening at 8:30 at the Joint Math Meetings, and his topic is Integrable Systems, A Modern View. Thanks very much, Percy.
Okay, then.